that Superman knows revolt alone. Everything that exists must be destroyed. This represented an early marriage of Leninism and Nietzsche. Instead of the individual Superman, the vanguard of the revolution would be the new breed of Supermen. The Nazis were likewise inspired by Nietzsche, but also by the Romantics, who believed that the spirit of the act is more important than the idea behind it. This was the Nazi cult of the deed. The French fascists even dubbed their movement the Action Française, putting action on an equal footing with nation. Mussolini defined both socialism and fascism as movement, struggle, and action. One of his favorite slogans was, "To live is not to calculate, but to act." Hitler mocked those who believed that arguments and reason should trump the naked power of the people. When four renowned economists sent Hitler a letter disputing his socialist schemes, Hitler responded, "Where are your stormtroopers? Go on the street, go into folk meetings and try to see your standpoint through. Then we'll see who's right, we or you." 60s radicalism was suffused with an identical spirit. The early intellectuals of the SDS, centered on the Institute for Policy Studies, a think tank today closely affiliated with the left wing of the Democratic Party, were adherents of what they called existential pragmatism, a blend in equal parts of Jean-Paul Sartre and John Dewey. "I'm a nihilist. I'm proud of it. Proud of it," shrieked a delegate to a 1967 meeting at the Princeton SDS. "Tactics? It's too late. Let's break what we can. Make as many answers as we can. Tear them apart." Mark Rudd, the chairman of the SDS at Columbia University and the leader of the takeover there in 1968, represented the ascendancy of what SDS moderates called the Action Freaks or the Action Faction. A voluptuary of violence, Rudd subscribed to the Sorellian view that direct action would raise consciousness, then a freshly minted phrase. When the moderates told him the movement needed more organization and outreach, he responded, "Organizing is just another word for going slow." Mussolini, who divided his squadristi into action squads, could certainly sympathize. As the listener may recall from our earlier discussion, it was Georges Sorel, the French engineer turned intellectual, who pioneered the idea that the masses needed myths to be moved to action. Recognizing that Marxism, like all social science, rarely panned out in real life, Sorel married William James's will to believe to Nietzsche's will to power and applied them to mass psychology. Revolutionaries didn't need to understand the reality of Marxism. They needed to believe in the myth of Marxism, or nationalism, syndicalism, fascism, and so on. "To concern oneself with social science is one thing, and to mold consciousness is another," he wrote. "Passion, not facts, was the fuel for action." "It is faith that moves mountains, not reason," Mussolini explained in a 1932 interview, echoing Woodrow Wilson's Leaders of Men. "Reason is a tool, but it can never be the motive force of the crowd."